listening to The Wreck. You're listening to the Pesky Report, a podcast dedicated to the Boston Red Sox by Red Sox fans. Report is happy to announce that we will be sponsored by High and Happy Catering out of Springfield, Massachusetts. High and Happy Catering creates gourmet meals for small or large events with a twist. All of their meals are cannabis infused. If you are looking to have a real happy meal, call them at 413-785-8999 or search for them on Instagram at High and Happy Catering. You'll be happy you did. It's the holiday season, and you don't know what to get as a gift or stocking stuffer? Well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has the tools to guarantee you win this year's stocking stuffer or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they have served more than 4 million men worldwide. Now, if my math is correct, that's about 8 million balls. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code Pesky Report. That's PESKYREPORT. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Pesky Report. My name is Brad Chandler. This is episode number 88. With me today, I am joined by my two homies, my two dudes, my two assholes, fucksticks, whatever you want to call them. We've got Hogsdale and Brad with a Y. How are we doing today, gentlemen?
I'm so sick of this fucking lockout, Chief. Not going to lie.
I was literally like, we got to record tonight. What the fuck are we going to talk about?
I had some sad but breaking news.
Okay. Is it about the GM guy who just passed away?
No.
Oh, gosh. What's the sad news? Oh, God,
what?
I don't like to do this right around Christmas. You know, I don't want to be that guy. But in recent Red Sox news, David Ortiz and his wife have announced after 25 years of marriage that they have split.
That's a bummer for them.
After that whole shooting thing, I don't think that's really that surprising.
And I don't know if it was 25 years of marriage. Probably that doesn't work. Probably 25 years together, but that sucks. That's a shitty way to start the Christmas. I don't think anyone's totally shocked, but that stinks.
At the same time, David Ortiz is loaded, and everyone loves him. I mean, he'll bounce back. I'm sure.
Yeah, he'll just find another drug lord's way.
Oh, you need to chill.
You're right. Just pick somebody else, though, right? I mean,
I'm not. Holy shit, man. Am I really talking shit about Ortiz?
I don't know. It's more just like good advice, really, at this point.
I mean, some men like to live dangerously, you know?
He liked to live extremely dangerously.
Remember the video of the guy that supposedly shot him and they beat the crap out of him?
Yeah, because it's that's a Dominican hero that you just shot. Like, what are you doing?
Right. Agreed. But it was still a fun video, though. I mean, I don't condone violence in any way. But yeah, they got him.
I do when it's justified.
In that case, that was justified.
If you shoot David Ortiz, if you're beaten to death in the streets, I can't say my tears are bleeding for you.
No, not going to happen. So sorry to start out the episode on such a somber note, but when the Red Sox
back.
he'll be okay. I'm sure she's going to be financially just set.
Is Jennifer Lopez still seeing Ben Affleck? How much of a fucking slap to the face would that be to A-Rod?
Oh my God.
They're like best friends too.
He's like, hey man, it's cool, like, right?
Man, the pussy was good, man.
Oh, you, oh my God. What? What?
Cringeworthy.
Let's start it back. Just restart the end.
Oh no. Oh.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode.
Truly the best episode of the Pesky Report. The best one.
Oh my Lord. I mean, come on, man. Ortiz.
Johnny Pesky's got to be just like shaking his head right now. I mean, he's really not going to be happy with
that. Oh, is that who the Pesky Pole was named after?
Oh my God.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Oh, wow. That's a weird
question. You thought I was serious saying that?
No. Stop listening.
You know what, like, the David Ortiz thing, like, reminds me of is that awful line from Game of Thrones, like in season 5 or 6, where it's like the girl is like, you want the bad girl, but you need the bad pussy.
Wait, what? I've never seen Game of Thrones, so I can't say anything about it.
I have, but I don't remember that line.
Yeah, because it was terrible. It was shit. It was from one of the girls from Dorne, one of the Sand Snakes. It was like when Bronn was like in prison with Jaime and Dorne. It was then.
Those Sand Snakes will fucking, they'll get you every time. Every single time.
That's how they get you.
They sure do.
Well, you know what? That sucks. Tiffany Ortiz and David Ortiz is split. Ortiz, they'll both, she'll be okay. She'll have half of his money and everything, and he'll be okay because he'll just move on to someone else, like unless, with the drug dealer's wife.
Move on more. I mean, like, you know, it seems like he already maybe moved on a little preemptively. I think that may have been the reason. Pretty sure.
This is literally like,
yeah, all right. So let's actually talk about baseball. I mean, Ortiz is baseball, but let's talk some baseball. Brady, you wanted to talk about Paxton. Nobody else wanted to. Brady, you wanted to talk about JBJ. Nobody else here wanted to. Uh-huh. That checks out. How about the fact that Justin Verlander's contract actually went through? Did you hear that?
What was the holdup?
So the holdup was that he didn't. They said that he didn't sign it before the lockout.
No, who cares?
So they didn't announce it. They didn't officially announce it or whatever, and they were going to have to wait and announce it after the lockout was done. And all of a sudden today, you know, fucking 12 days later, it comes out that MLB and the Players Association decided that, oh, yeah, it's fine.
It's almost like the rules for this are like completely arbitrary and just whatever, you know, it's like, you know what? No, you know, we called backseas, but actually we're going to backseat that backseas. So you can have your contract there, Justin.
It's a lot of money, man. That's a pretty big fucking risk, man, for an older guy coming off injury. So we'll see what happens.
Also, a guy who did use the sticky stuff and it got banned.
Sure did. Yep. So that's a big, big commitment. But I guess good for him.
Let's talk about the Paxton deal. Paxton was it 1 year, $10 million with 2 team options?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. So he's not going to be back until probably the end of August. That's to say, if we're going to have baseball, which I will fucking shoot myself in the face if we don't have baseball by August. Right, I'm already getting ready to
timestamp that. Hogdale, please timestamp that so we can.
It was 9/18.
Thank you.
Okay. It's like the fucking.
By the way, I don't own any guns, so I'll have to go to Brady's house and shoot my face off.
I don't own any guns.
Neither do
dude,
I.
Dude, you live out in the fucking sticks with alpacas. You have to have guns.
I do not have guns.
Hogdale, you're out in the Midwest. You have to have guns.
No, I don't own any guns. I'm gonna get a pistol eventually, but
yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, your dad has to own guns.
No, convicted felon, not allowed to.
Oh wow! I'm sure your dad's gonna really enjoy the fact that you just said that.
My dad could literally give a single fuck. He's a good dude. Fucking favorite person on planet Earth.
Yep, convicted felon. Good dude.
Oh, please. Don't get me started on the American legal system. Please don't. It'll be a 2-hour long podcast and no one will enjoy it.
Nobody's enjoying this episode anyways. What are you fucking talking about? People are being like, here these assholes go again. They're talking about fucking, you know, David Ortiz getting shot and Tiffany leaving him and then pussy this and then he'll move on to A-Rod's ex and yeah. All right, James Paxton, $10 million, for 1 year with two options for the team. So Brady, go ahead.
I love this deal. I really do. I think this is a big market team kind of move that, you know, if it doesn't work, it was a $10 million lottery ticket, which it's cool that you root for a team that can actually afford it to take a $10 million lottery ticket. You know, right. You know, it would be like, if he's right, end of August reinforcement, you know, coming in, but man, those next 2 years, when he's good, he's really good. Brad without the Y?
Yes, it's actually Brad Lee, so it does actually have the Y. But we can go with Brad without the Y. It would be Brady without the Y. Right. So that's how that works.
Yep.
Just a quick question for you. I do know that you like the $10 million with the team option for Paxton. This was like the exact same type of deal that they had for Garrett Richards.
Yeah.
And you fucking hated it.
His guy's a lot better than Garrett Richards. Garrett Richards.
I'm not saying he's not a lot better, but you still had the upside. You had the potential for an upside for Richards. He was coming back from injuries. And I think this was like the first year that he wasn't injured the entire regular season for like a few years, wasn't it? Richards, 2021.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he was healthy in 2020, but that's a shortened season, so we can.
Really, yeah, who gives a fuck about 2020?
Yeah,
Mickey Mouse real baseball.
Mickey Mouse World Series. Mickey Mouse Cy Young Award winners.
Hot boy, it's the Mickey Mouse Cy Young Award in the Mickey Mouse World Series.
James Paxton he's a starting pitcher. You know, he's a big league starting pitcher, and for 2 years, $13 million per. If he's healthy after that, that's not bad.
You're saying $13 million?
Yeah, for the option. 10. No, 10 for this year, but the options for 2023 and 2024 are 13 for each of those years. So they're on the hook for 10 this year. But 13.
They're on the hook for $10 million. I think they should have went 10, then like fucking like 7 or some shit for next year, and then gone 13.
He wanted his, that's how he wanted it structured. But $13 million, if he's right, he's only going to be 34 years old. That's a pretty good deal for a number three starting pitcher. He's good.
Yeah, not a lot of money. It could be a major steal if James Paxton ends up, you know, being himself after Tommy John. Then this contract will be really good. Like a really solid contract.
You know, keeping in mind Nathan Eovaldi's contract runs out after this year as well. So I mean, they're going to need pitchers signed through into next season. So it
feels like the contract was signed like yesterday. That extension that Dombrowski
gave. Do you know we are still paying Manny Ramirez until 2026?
He's our Bobby Bonilla.
Not nearly the Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah, but you know.
Bobby Bonilla is going to get paid $1 million every year until like 2040 something.
What a great life Bobby Bonilla must live. Like, imagine just being him.
Yeah, you think just like $1 million.
Sit on your ass and do nothing. Collect a mill every year. It's amazing.
If he dies, does his family still get paid?
Probably.
That'd be some fucked up shit if he doesn't.
Right? Right, all of a sudden, Cohen puts a hit out, and you're like, "Oh shit, Stevie, don't do it." But yeah, it's a pretty fucking crazy contract that Met signed. Like,
it was smart on his end, though. They were hell like, "Yeah, fuck it, you know, we'll give you $1 million a year, fucking until like 2089."
Yeah, that Manny contract, though, like in hindsight.
Man, it worked out. That was perfect.
He played great for the Red Sox. I mean, I know at the end, you know, kind of got a little funky at the end, but man, he was so good. So good for them.
So I want to know which of us, or does everybody here like the Paxton signing? Raise your hand.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah,
yeah. I'm cool with it. It was definitely one of those like head scratchers at first. It's like, really? We went and got Paxton? Like, I'm not even lying when I say this. Like, I thought about Paxton when it came to like signing and whatnot. I was like, well, what the fuck's going on with this guy? And lo and behold, we get him. I'm sorry, but my favorite signing this offseason so far has been Dick Mountain.
I agree. Dick Mountain supremacy reign.
It's literally like, all right, you got Rich Hill for fucking, you know, whatever, like $5 million.
That's it.
You know, yeah, I don't fucking care. You could have paid him $13 million and I wouldn't have been pissed off.
Cool.
The dude will go out there, he will pitch his fucking dick off. And I mean, and I love I'm going to enjoy saying Dick Mountain like all season if we get a season. And if they fuck it, I swear to God, if anybody fucking comes out with a fucking Dick Mountain shirt, I'm buying it. Players Week, I'm buying it.
Yes.
Dick Mountain jersey. Dick Mountain.
Dick Mountain. Dick Mountain. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's a legendary.
I will strictly get Dick Mountain on it.
So like if Dick Mountain if he pitches a hell of a game, like 6 2/3, one run, right? Whatever. Do we say like that was a big dick performance tonight, right? Is that
was socially big dick acceptable? Performance. I don't care if it's socially acceptable or not. We're going to accept it.
Checks out. It checks out. Right?
Yeah. It will be instead of Perez Day, it's Dick Day.
Yeah. I like it.
Or instead of Sale Day, it's Dick Day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That definitely checks out.
100%. I'm excited.
I'm so excited. I'm pitching a tent with my dick.
What?
Imagine only pitching a tent when you could be pitching a mountain.
I can't because I'm not Dick Mountain.
Fair enough. We can't be that talented, you know.
That's true.
That's why he's making the big bucks.
Yeah, he is grossly underpaid.
Dude, that $5 million and the fact that Waka's getting, how much does Waka get paid?
Eight.
He's getting eight.
Waka's getting eight. Yeah.
Iowa tax, dude. You know, it's like, man, we got a guy from Iowa on our team. Got to give him an extra three. Gotta.
Because he owes so much money to the fucking crystal meth lab for his incest cousins.
Nah, we don't fuck our cousins here. That's an Alabama thing.
Hey, fuck you.
Yeah, really. I've never been to Alabama, but I'm with Brad. Fuck you.
You know what? Yep. You know what I was known for is literally just having a ton of nice people, and we sell a lot of hogs. That's like what we're known for. It's crazy.
Is that why your name is Hogdale?
No, my name is Hogdale because it's a nickname my dad gave me because one time my uncle.
No, like, we're definitely just going with the fact that Iowa sells a lot of hogs, so we're going with Hogdale.
The actual story is just dumb. It's just a dumb story of how it came to be.
So we don't say the dumb story. We just say that it's because Iowa sells a lot of hogs.
No,
and your dad.
That's even dumber. That's even stupider.
No, what's stupider is the fact that you just said stupider.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
It's like, more honestly, stupid.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Dumber.
First off, the English language is literally fake. You can make up whatever words you want, and enough people agree that it means.
Yawn.
Here we go.
You all know what I mean when I say stupider. Therefore, it's a word that exists. That's how the English language works. I will not be clowned. I refuse.
You're clowned.
Run back. That's okay. Hey, I just had a crazy question for you guys.
Yeah. What's that?
Best game you've ever been to live, in person. Favorite moment.
It's easy for me because I've had so few, but it's literally the one I went to this year, the Red Sox-White Sox game I went to. It went to extra innings. The Red Sox won, like, in extras. The fans, White Sox fans there were so nice. Best game I've ever been to, by far, by a landslide.
Who started that game?
That was Connor Siebold's first game starting, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Cool, cool, cool. Bradley?
Come back to that.
All right. I was there game 4-0-4 against the Yankees. That's the Dave Roberts steal.
Get the fuck out of here. You were there?
I was there. I was in right field, and my father wanted to leave. He was like, I can't watch the fucking Yankees celebrate. And I was like, Dad, no. Talk him into staying. Millar walks, Roberts steals, and then finally there's these guys behind us the whole night, these two Yankee fans, and they're fucking razzing them all night long. Oh, you're going to fucking lose, whatever. And Big Poppy, it's the walk-off run. My father turns around, double middle finger right in the face. Legend. And I've never seen my father do that before. You know what I mean? And I was like, fuck yeah. And it was great. We were actually there for game 5 as well. That was another Big Poppy walk-off. So we saw 2 back-to-back, but game 4, that's my favorite.
That's awesome.
So I don't have one favorite. I have 2 favorites.
Okay.
My first favorite was the very first game I ever went to. I saw Clay Buchholz take a no-hitter into the 9th inning.
Cool.
He gave up 1 hit and Farrell pulled him, which everybody was like, you know, upset about it, but whatever. You know, it is Clay Buchholz. That was the day before the bombing.
That's kind of crazy.
My second favorite game was the first game I ever got to go to with my father. I bought him, our birthdays are 6 days apart, and I bought us a birthday present. We went to go see our very first game together. It was a Red Sox Yankees game at Fenway. I brought a sign with me that said that A-Rod sits to pee. It was fucking fantastic.
That's really funny. I mean,
great sign.
Yeah, it really is. Nice job.
I stole the idea actually from the Buffalo Bills because they had a sign that said Brady sits to pee. So I just changed it and made it A-Rod sits to pee.
Imagine Buffalo Bills fans ever talking shit even one time. That's just hilarious.
And
to
then
me.
A-Rod ended up getting hurt. He didn't even play in the game, so that sign really meant nothing. I forgot who started the game for the Red Sox, for either team, but I know it was Mariano Rivera's very last game appearance as a member of the New York Yankees, and he sat around and signed balls for like an hour after the game. My father and I didn't stay because it was a blowout game. It was like, I don't remember. I think it was like 13-4 or some shit like that. I'm not sure. And yeah, so that was one of my favorite games. And then I did bring my nephew to go see the Diamondbacks play the Yankees. He's a Yankees fan, but I brought him for his birthday. And unfortunately, I didn't get to see the Yankees lose. But it was Zach Greinke's last time pitching for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He got traded that day.
Oh, there you go. So, Brad,
right in the middle of the game.
If you got a second one, I'm gonna throw my second one in. I was lucky enough. 2013, I was there when the Sox went at home. Koji with a strikeout. That was fucking amazing. Getting out of Boston that night was crazy. Police everywhere. But to be there when the Sox won it, like actually at the stadium, you talk about fucking rocking. Holy shit. That was fucking cool.
Yeah. I can imagine. I went to the 2013 parade. Yeah. I swear I'll never go to another one.
It's a lot. It's a lot to get in, and it's even more to fucking get out.
I'm not saying that it was like, I'm glad I did it. It was fun. And if it was just me, I would totally go again. But because I was with my significant other at the time, it was probably the most fucking, like, I'm going to use the bathroom. You're not going to be able to use the fucking bathroom at any public place. Like, Boston already doesn't do public restrooms as it is. And then now you think during a parade, there's going to be a goddamn public bathroom. There are porta potties. Like, go use a porta potty. You know, like,
listen,
I don't know what you want me to do.
Socks win next year. We're going to fucking parade. You know, it's happening.
Oh, I'll go.
All right, cool.
I'll go. Yeah, that checks out. I'll go.
Yep.
Let me fly his ass out. Yeah. What in the fuck was that?
I don't even know.
Told you Wally's not doing good.
That was your fucking cat?
Yeah, Wally's really not feeling well.
Poor Wally.
Holy shit, that did not sound like a cat.
Yeah, he's sick.
Oh, he looks skinny.
Yeah, cancer's horrible.
Poor buddy.
Yep. Named after Wally the Green Monster, man. He's cool.
Except he's not green, he's black. You should have named him Salem or something. Oh, he's purring.
Oh yeah, he's still happy. He's still a kitty.
I love cats. Cats are the best.
Cats, Sapphire's right next to you. She's like, you son of a bitch.
I love cats and dogs equally. Like they both have their amazing qualities.
You just said cats are the best.
But dogs are also the best.
You can't have two best.
Yes, you can. When it comes to cats and dogs, yes, you can.
Yeah, I think you can.
No, you can't. You have one or the other.
They're both great in their own ways.
Wait, I have two kids.
Nobody said any.
I have to go ahead and say, my son's the best or my daughter's the best. Come on.
Brad's like, you got to pick a favorite. Where's your nuance? Where's your sense of nuance, Brad?
Yeah, no, you definitely got to pick a favorite.
The world is not black or white. There are shades of gray everywhere.
It's true.
We need to get all philosophical. Am I right, guys?
Absolutely.
Hey, so how do you guys like your steaks?
medium rare.
Chewable. So medium, like on a medium well.
All right. So I like mine in between. I like rare. You know, I don't know if you saw it, but I posted it.
That was fucking cursed.
The fucking dude. This dude posted a picture of steak. I think it was steak. It could have been fucking wood chips for all I know. But it looked like he said it was steak. This is the best way to cook a steak. And it looked like fucking wood chips.
It genuinely looked like some like shitty canned dog food that like I've gotten my dog before. Like it did not look good. Like that was a yike.
It really looks like when you leave your steak on the grill like too long and you're like, fuck. You know, when you cut it open, it looks like the mistake. Not the way you wanted it. Yeah, it was bad.
It looks like a mistake.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm done.
I know I'm not supposed to like that joke, but god damn it, I love it.
Brady's like, as a dad, I mean, good on you for making it.
Oh, dad jokes are great. Listen, I don't give a shit.
Dad jokes are great.
So steak story time. Mm-hmm. I used to be a cook at a strip club. And so I was a cook at a strip club, and I never understood this. So there's a couple things I didn't understand about, like, the strip club food. So people would order stuff with like mayonnaise, ranch, blue cheese, anything with like a white texture. It kind of like freaked me out. Like I was like, I don't know if I would fucking order this if I didn't know, like if I didn't see this coming like out of the jar. I said coming. And we used to make filet mignon.
At a strip club?
Filet mignon.
Dude, I wouldn't even want a fucking bag of chips at a strip club.
So, let it be known, I don't give a fuck. I used to cook the steak incorrectly so that they would send it back and be like, I don't want this. And then I would get to keep the food. I would take the food.
This is galaxy brain level of fucking.
Dude, I was such a dick when I fucking cooked food. They were like, oh, you have to pay full price for the food and blah, 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 blah. And then like, yeah? Okay, motherfucker. So like I'd cook the food, I'd bring it out, and they'd be like, oh, this doesn't look like how I want. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'll take that back for you. And then like I go back and I'd be like, slapping on a fucking plate for myself. And then I go and cook them their fucking shit correctly.
What a cook. What a cook. They call at that least shrinkage in the business world. When your profits go down because the merchandise is gone. There's only one thing worse than that, though, is the guy whose job it is to clean the men's room at strip club.
Oh, no. Oh, or, no.
I'll tell you one thing. The worst thing I ever had to do was I had to go and clean up the women's fucking dressing room. You want to talk about fucking dirty, dude? We'll talk about it outside of this because I don't think it's appropriate to be fucking talking about that.
Brad, when you say like I should hold that till later, that lets you know there's a line that even Brad won't cross, and that's concerning.
Yeah, there's like a string they pull out and they just leave it on the floor.
I don't know if my Irish Catholic ears can hear this, so okay.
My God.
My Irish Catholic ears.
That's
it.
It
was fucking terrible. All right, so what are we expecting to happen for baseball?
Absolutely fucking nothing.
Well, nothing's going to happen until what, like January?
It's so depressing.
Fucking holiday. It is. It really is. This is, and I don't mean to make everybody like feel sad and whatnot or whatnot, whatever. But like, this is the most depressing time of year for me, and it comes down to like, I'm not a person who likes Christmas. As of 2016, I have become a person who does not like Christmas time. The month of December literally could just fuck off the face of the earth. My best friend passed away of a heroin overdose on Christmas Eve and then in 2016. And then my mom died the day after Christmas in 2017. So I fucking hate Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I used to love Christmas nowadays.
And with the fact that there's like no baseball talk or anything, no fucking, there's a lockout and whatnot. It's even more fucking depressing. You know, I usually get so giddy like right around January, end of February, and then like at the end of February, I'm like, fuck yeah, spring training. And then now it's like February is going to come along and we're not going to have spring training.
That's honestly, that's a big fear that I have. It's just because, you know, these guys every year, you can see they go through the repetitions, you know, they know what it takes for starting pitchers and for, you know, positional players to be ready. That if this thing stretches and they lose or shorten spring training, I worry about the injuries. I don't want to see that. I want to see healthy baseball players playing at their best. So I think they probably got 6 or 7 weeks to short, you know, figure it out. February 1st, February 5th. But usually Valentine's Day is right around Valentine's Day is the reporting day. So I'm really hopeful because, you know, I don't want to see a diminished product. I don't want to see guys tired arms early, just don't want to see that.
Well said.
Yeah. I just hope that, you know, calmer heads prevail. And, but it is a little concerning to, you know, some belief that they're not going to really negotiate for almost a month. That's pathetic. I mean, I'm going to work every day. I know you guys are like, what the hell? Like, it's too close to Christmas to make phone calls. Jesus.
It's just so hard picking up the phone, dude. So hard.
Yeah. Yeah. This is just, I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, because if the labor disputes were that easy to solve, then you would assume that they'd be doing you all right there, Brad?
For some reason, my fucking phone had an alarm going off.
I thought it was just on vibrate. It was just about to shake off your fucking table. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's getting so bad that Boston Strong's talking about the fucking Celtics right now.
Oh, dude, it's a yike. It's like, yeah, there's just no baseball to talk about. It's so depressing.
It really is. And that's kind of I really wanted to talk to you guys about it and see if like we should like go back in time, watch a couple games, then come on and talk about it. Indubitably. You know, like that way we could actually talk about some type of fucking baseball. I don't want to watch winter baseball.
It's literally it's like no offense to the Dominican League or anything, but like I can't understand what they're saying, so I don't enjoy it as much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally get that. And like, yeah, I don't really enjoy it that much either. It's like, it's like, how about this depressing time of year? We all watch the most depressing show on planet Earth and review it. Let's go. Let's watch some BoJack Horseman, fellas. Let's do it.
Oh man, we can watch
some of the most depressing Red Sox games. We could do that.
I've been watching fucking Law and Order lately, dude. I did not realize that Law and Order had fucking 500 and something episodes.
It's been around forever. Like,
never seen one episode.
Really?
It's actually good. I like it. Oh,
no, zero.
For a TV series that's gone on for like eternity, it's pretty good.
No,
it's all right. Well, like, Simpsons used to be good. That's been on for eternity.
Like, I never watched The Sopranos. Missed that completely.
Whoa! That
was really good.
I haven't finished it yet, though. No. That's what we're gonna do.
Watching The Sopranos.
I shit you not, dude. About 15 years ago, probably. I was so into The Sopranos that I used to buy I had slacks. I used to wear button up shirts every day, and I used to talk like this too. I was so into it. I was like,
dude, James Gandolfini's performance is Tony Soprano is so iconic. It's such a good performance.
How many seasons is that?
You know what his birthday is?
I think it's six seasons.
It's got to be more than that.
Pretty sure it's six seasons.
Because I got to know what I'm signing up for. You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem. Like, The Walking Dead, I've never seen that either.
And The Walking Dead fell off.
That's what I've heard.
Fuck The Walking Dead.
It's all right. Hey. I read the comics. The comics are better.
Yeah.
Dude, it's doing that again?
For seven seasons, sorry, not six.
Doing what again?
It's making that fucking noise. This time I'm not high.
I can't even hear it, so I think you are just... Oh, wait, I just heard it. God damn it.
You're fucking talking over it.
I don't even know.
Yep, 86 episodes.
That's a big ass, boys.
Dude, it's really good though. Like, it's worth it.
I've thought about it. I really try to go back in like ones that people have really recommended to kind of to check out. 86 is a lot. You know, because if I told Brad to watch Game of Thrones, he's gonna be like, not watching that show.
Game of Thrones is so fucking good.
Even though you never told me to watch Game of Thrones.
The last season is so bad, and it makes me so sad.
Especially
the first four seasons.
It's like your job as a chef, cook, put to the ultimate max with some dragon shit mixed in.
Dude, like Game of Thrones, like at its peak, is like literally the best TV show ever. Like seasons three and four are so fucking good. It's just absurd. Like, it's my favorite TV show, Game of Thrones. Even with how bad the last season was, I can ignore it and just look at the greatness that was the other seasons.
How about this? How many episodes are there of Game of Thrones?
I can Google it. There's 8 seasons, and I'm pretty sure there's 10 episodes a season through 6 seasons. So I think it's like 70 episodes, because the last two seasons are like 6 episodes each, I think.
I'll watch Game of Thrones. Brady has to watch The Sopranos.
All right. Listen, I'm down.
That's a fair trade.
How about this? All right, because you have a family, and I'm probably not going to watch fucking Game of Thrones. We'll do 2 episodes.
Wait, you just out on your end right away.
We'll watch 2 episodes a week.
But you're not going to watch Game of Thrones, right?
What I meant is I'm not going to binge watch it.
Oh, okay. No, listen.
That's what you think, and then you're going to get into it, and you won't be able to stop yourself. I guarantee you.
Is it on Netflix?
HBO Max.
I don't have.
So is The Sopranos. Shit.
That's how I'm watching Sopranos. Yeah, I'll watch that shit. But you can't listen. If I watch it, you can't go ahead and be like, ooh, this guy's like, yeah, whatever. Like, you gotta, like,
I'm not gonna fucking be like, dude, I haven't watched The Sopranos in fucking like a good 10 years.
I gotta be honest with you. We went with friends of ours to see one of the new Star Wars monstrosities. It was terrible, right? And
Brady with the ascended film takes,
right?
Thank God for this man on this show.
As my wife is walking out with her friend goes in the parking lot, I can't believe Luke Skywalker dies. And the person's like, because they're walking in, you just fucking
no,
ruined it.
No.
And I'm like, fuck.
That is so mean.
That's fucking amazing. That is the biggest dickhead thing anybody could ever do.
Yep.
But you know what? These fucking idiots, wow. You know what they do? They sit there and they fucking like, they're like, oh, I got to look up what this is, what happens in this. Mm-hmm. And, oh, we're going to watch this movie. And they'll fucking look up the fucking shit and it'll tell them.
I don't get it.
The sequel trilogy of Star Wars is so dog shit. It's so bad.
It really is. I mean,
did Luke Skywalker really die? Because I didn't fucking watch it.
Don't watch it. Yes, he really died, but don't watch it at all. Episode 7 is not terrible. It's not bad.
That's the thing is, like, that's why it was so sad. Episode 7 had some good points.
It weirded me out. I was like, why are we watching 4, 5, and 6? And then watching 1, 2, and 3.
Listen, if you didn't like episodes 1, 2, and 3, go watch 7,
8,
9.
I fucking hated 1.
Go back and watch 7, 8, 9.
So shit.
And you're going to love episode 1, 2, and 3. You'll be like, you know what? I was wrong. I guess hearing about, intergalactic trade isn't as boring as I originally thought.
Yeah. All I know is, like, episode 8, like, I hated The Last Jedi so much. It grew on me a bit. I see some of the good points. And the only reason I reflected like that is because episode 9 is actually worse, which is actually insane.
That's a good debate for another day. Which one's worse, episode 8?
Because
or 9?
At least episode 8, like, the director was trying to do something interesting. And, like, episode 9 is just shit. It's
you know what he did? He destroyed my fucking childhood. That's what he did. Piece of
honestly.
Shit.
God Ryan damn Jordan. It.
Thanks. He spells his name wrong, too. Sure.
Yeah, R-I-A-N. Thing is, like, I warmed up to Rian Johnson because I saw Knives Out, and I'm like, this movie is genuinely amazing.
Yeah, and he shot his load on that, and then he's like, nope, oh, fucked up now. Great. So, Sopranos, I'm excited.
Yeah, Sopranos.
It's only going to take
actually,
me two,
hold on.
Two a week? How many episodes did you say?
There's 86.
86? Dude, there's going to be 43 fucking weeks.
I'm telling you, that's the thing, though, is if you really get into it, though, you'll watch one or two a week.
Exactly.
I can watch.
That's what happened with me with Sons of Anarchy. Like, I was like, okay, it's like the third season. I think the very first episode. Have any of you guys seen Sons of Anarchy?
I have not. I've heard it's really good.
It is really good. So, neither one of you have seen it. I can't fucking say it then.
Okay.
Fucking say it because who knows? You guys probably won't watch it anyways. But one of the more popular guys in the episode, in the show, he gets fucking killed in prison. And that was the very first episode I ever saw. And then I went back and I watched 2.5 seasons between, I think it came out on like a Tuesday or whatever. So I watched 2.5 seasons between that night and the very next episode, which is the next Tuesday night. I watched 2.5 seasons and I got caught up and I was like, oh my God, he died.
Well, Hogdale will appreciate this. My first episode of Game of Thrones was the last episode of the next to last season. So when the wall comes down and fucking dragon, the first episode I saw. I was like, well, I guess I should have watched the other ones first. So I kind of went backwards order, but now I'm super pumped. Listen, if the wife gets into it, then we'll knock a couple out a week. But if Jenny's not with it,
that's why I said two. I was like two. But, you know,
if
like,
she's into it, she'll watch one a night with me.
Season 7's so rough too. God damn it. They really fumbled the bag. They fumbled the bag so hard.
So I don't have HBO Plus or whatever it is that you said.
HBO Max.
I don't have that. So I can't watch it.
It's like 15 bucks a month.
I'm going to fucking just, let me go watch fucking Games of Thrones because I've got $15 extra a month to fucking just throw
at a show I'm probably never going to watch.
See, such a dick that you're never going to watch.
If I had it, if it was on fucking like Netflix or something, I'd watch it, but I'm not going to spend money on it.
Did you watch Squid Game?
I saw Squid Game.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
What?
That was like a global phenomenon for like a week.
All right, there you go. Watch Squid Game. It's like 10
episodes. Did you watch the sub or the dub of Squid Game, Brady?
I watched the dub.
What is wrong with you people? I'm so done. I'm so done.
You people, the Irish Catholic attack, when will they stop?
No, people who like watch the dubs, just fucking read. When you clear the 1-inch like hurdle of reading, things get much better.
I enjoy the dub. I love the voiceovers.
The old lady doesn't even sound like an old lady. She sounds like a young 20-year-old girl.
That's why I like it. Brad, there you go. That's on Netflix. I would be shocked if you didn't enjoy it. A lot of death.
The game is really good. It has a really good emotional core, too.
Yep.
It's cool.
That's for you, Brad.
I like wrestling and SVU.
Dude, if you like wrestling, like, man, I love wrestling.
Hold on. So this is what I watch every week.
You're like 64 Monday. Years old, bro.
I watch wrestling. I watch SVU. I watch Chicago PD. I watch NCIS. And that's literally it.
This is literally like the lineup that my great grandpa watches every week. Yeah.
Do you watch this Columbo? This is why I fucking hate the winner.
Do you watch
all this SVU. If Columbo was on, I would fucking watch Columbo.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Listen, really, Squid Game.
And the Andy Griffith show, I would too.
Brad's like, yeah, MASH. Yeah, I'm a big MASH guy. Really,
don't
big
you MASH fucking guy. Shit on MASH.
I've never seen MASH. So,
Night Court?
Nah, I was never into Night Court. I watched MASH with my dad when I was younger.
Listen, here's the deal. Gotcha. I've had enough.
Right, do you even know what MASH stands for?
I do not. No, I've never seen MASH. So.
I didn't know it was an acronym.
It is an acronym. It's like medical ambulance something. Mobile Army Surgical Hospital.
That makes sense.
Yep.
It checks out. And my dad was in the military, so that's why we watched it.
Alan Alda, right? Isn't it?
Huh?
Alan Alda. Is that his name? Is that the lead?
Yep.
He's probably dead, right?
This thing though is like you guys mentioned earlier when you're starting out with
he's
a show.
Not dead.
No.
No.
No,
he's not dead. He's 85 years old. He was in fucking Wayne's World, wasn't he?
That was really fucking bad. I couldn't. But
he's not a big Wayne's World guy.
No, and I wanted to be, no.
No, he wasn't in Wayne's World. That was another dude.
All right, we're talking movies and shows. I think I saw this on Twitter. Someone posted today. What's your favorite baseball movie? Anybody?
That's like, is anyone going to answer? Like, I didn't want to be a dick. Because truthfully, the only answer is basketball. So, hey,
that's a wrong answer.
It's just both baseball and a basketball movie. So
Brad,
it's the best movie.
So that's wrong.
Put him in timeout, please, Brad.
That movie is so funny and just.
Thank you.
What is yours?
Honestly, I love Major League. The first one, it's fucking hysterical.
I have to go with Sandlot.
Great movie. I can't disagree. But wait, Run Like Haze, Catch Like Maze, or whatever. That shit was hysterical, man. Remember every time
I also like Rookie of the Year.
Push-ups. Rookie of the Year is great too.
Rookie of the Year is dude. But fucking Daniel Stern's like he gets stuck in the fucking in the cage, and he's like, no, I got a new way to heat up. The ice,
and he's like Flo and Gardner, come here. He kept fucking butchering his name. It was great. It's a good movie. Now, what was the one called where the kid was the manager? He was the Twins manager.
Oh God, I remember that one. What was it called?
I like that too.
A shitty one.
No, I'll watch it. It's baseball. I didn't love it, but it's not bad.
The Natural's pretty good too.
Honestly, I haven't seen it in a long fucking time.
Same here. It's been a few years for me.
Hold on.
Little Big League. Listen, I watch it.
Angels in the Outfield, motherfucker.
What about the one with Tom Selleck when he's in Japan? Is that Mr. Baseball?
I think it is. What great about Burning Mac?
Movie. Oh, no, I loved it too. I thought it was
great. Wasn't it like 3000 Man?
Yeah, Mr. 3000, I think it was. But Mr. Yeah, Baseball is a fucking great movie. Tom Selleck. Hog Dale, you ever see that?
I have not. I haven't seen that one.
Holy shit. Do yourself a favor. About an aging MLB vet going to Japan at the end of his career. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good shit.
It's really not all that good.
What?
Okay, what's your least favorite baseball movie? If it's not Major League 2 and 3,
back to the minors. God.
Oh my God,
that was such a terrible fucking...
Major League
2 isn't horrible. The 2 is fucking funny because the fucking... You got no marbles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jobu, fuck you.
I think I caught Major League 3 like on MLB Network once. And I just remember I was so fucking bored out of my mind just watching it.
I remember watching Sandlot in the movie theater when it came out.
I'm not a man. Big fan of what's that fucking movie? Oh God, the one with Susan Sarandon and Kevin
Costner.
Yeah,
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah. No. Bull Durham. I just.
Oh, that wasn't Costner.
I think he's in it. No.
No.
All right, let's find out.
It wasn't Costner.
Pretty sure you're wrong on this one.
Yeah, because Kevin Costner's Field of Dreams guy.
Kevin Costner is plays Crash Davis in Bull Durham.
That's really? I've never seen that movie.
Oh, wow, we're fucking stupid.
Barely watched the fucking movie, but I know it. Not a fan.
Never watched the movie, and I didn't know it. So.
Nah, it's a popular thing.
Dude, you know what is not a baseball movie, but it just came into my mind because it's a terrible movie, and it was like really well reviewed at the time. You guys ever see that movie Boyhood?
How did nobody say Moneyball?
No.
Moneyball's a great movie. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Or a League of Their Own.
Yeah, I like that movie. I was gonna mention League of Their Own. I like that movie too.
It's a good movie, but I like Major League a lot. Boyhood though? No, I never heard of that one.
You ever seen Boyhood? Dude, it's so boring. I remember at the time it was like getting all these like, oh my God, indie movie of the year. Just groundbreaking movie, and you watch it, and it's just about this whiny art student who's just a little bitch and like is just boring and nothing happens. And I fucking hate that movie, dude. It sucks. It's so bad.
Well, there you go.
It's so bad, dude. I've had
a ringing endorsement there. So Sopranos is my homework assignment. Are they long episodes? Are they hour, 45 minutes?
They're about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Really good though. Really good. Also, like, it'll make you want to be Italian, so.
But that'll be difficult for me.
It's like babagoo.
Yeah, babagoo.
am I going to need, like a translation book here? Like, when I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means.
No. Okay. No, you should be fine.
I'm going to have to dub it again? Just like Squid Game?
I swear to God.
Brad, are you going to watch Squid Game or no? I really think you should.
It's really short. It's really not that long. It's like 10 episodes.
Yeah.
I'll watch something. If I don't like it, I'll tell you.
First episode, if you don't like it after the first episode, you probably won't be into it.
First episode's a really good hook.
I usually give it two episodes. If it's a brand new show that I'm trying to get into, I usually give it two episodes.
You'll be hooked after two. You'll be hooked. Yeah. It's a good quick watch.
I love the fact that we talked a little bit of baseball, and then we talked movies.
Good. So shit, that's what we need to do.
And strip clubs.
That was great when he got little help. Little help.
Join.
Or the part where he's in the fucking in between the doors and he's just like.
Yes.
He's such
like
a great character.
I love Daniel 30. He's such a fucking great nerd.
Yep.
Yes. It's like, listen to next week's Pesky Report for the anime episode where we find out what everyone's favorite anime is, and it's just these two standing confused as I talk for an hour.
We'll probably just mute you.
That'll
check out.
Favorite Christmas movie?
If any of you say A Christmas Story, I'm going to kick you in the dick.
It's not. I like A Christmas Story. It's all right, but like, it's not my favorite. I don't know. The one I always rewatch is Rudolph. So.
Okay.
I like Rudolph.
What's yours?
probably would say National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Good I don't answer. Even have a favorite one. It probably I don't like Christmas.
Evan, but Chevy Chase is just he ain't getting better than that. When he goes
down the full.
Yeah. Oh God. Remember when he goes down
on that one, right?
Remember when he goes down on the sled and he's like, later, dudes. And he goes through that's fucking amazing.
Speaking of comedies, what's your guys' favorite comedy movie?
Oh shit, there's a lot.
Who's your favorite comedian?
That's tough. As far
Mine's
as like
dead, so
who's that?
Was it George Carlin?
George Carlin.
Yep. Great answer. Fantastic comic.
One of the last stand-ups he did. He did it for HBO. He was like, these kids nowadays, they're fucking choking themselves while they're beating up. They don't know if they're coming or going.
George Carlin is amazing. I love him. He's great. I know people don't really like him anymore, but Louis C.K. is still fucking hilarious. I don't really care what anyone says. He had some amazing bits back in the day that would get people canceled in the current era, which is very tragic.
Bill Burr is fucking hysterical.
Love Bill Burr. I love Bill Burr.
And Ricky Gervais's stand-up, I don't give a fuck. That is so...
Rogan's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. But, I mean, when you're talking about Dave Chappelle yes. he's fucking just mastermind. He's unbelievable. So, Brad, I didn't get a Christmas movie. You got to give me something.
I said
It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life.
Miracle on 34th Street.
There you go.
Really? Okay. You named one.
No. I said Shitter's Full and you didn't accept that one. So I said Miracle on 34th Street.
That is the title of a Christmas theme movie. So that works. There you go.
Yes.
It was 19 years of marriage.
19 down the shitter, down the Merry fucking Christmas. Let's get divorced. Is that a card? How does that work? Do you email? Do you email the person? Do you text them? How does that work?
She had made a post. It says, "Over the past 25 years, David and I have shared a beautiful adventure in love and partnership. We have made the decision to go to a new phase of our life." Journey together, not as a couple, but as friends and co-parents to our amazing children.
So they're going to do it together separately. Okay. Wow.
Yep.
All right,
guys, we got anything else we want to add into this this episode that we talked absolutely no baseball about?
James Paxton is a great signing. I hope my wife doesn't get any inspiration from Tiffany Ortiz's ideas.
Yes. Blazing Saddles is a comedic masterpiece, and you should watch that movie if you haven't seen it.
Brady needs to stay with his sugar mama.
Oh, that's my girl. Look, 20 years strong, buddy. 20 years strong.
Well, you made it long. Married 20 years? Or?
No. Married 16 and been together for 20.
Okay, you got 3 more years.
But Brady stays taking W's. He's taking dubs.
What does that mean? That's my girl.
He's taking. You've got 3 more years, and then you'll beat Ortiz.
I'll kick Ortiz's ass at this. It's the only thing I'm ever going to do better than him. Stay married. I'm much better than David Ortiz is staying married. That checks out.
Does that check out? That does check out.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, if he gets remarried, he's not beating me. Like, that's, you know, he's fucked.
If he gets remarried to Tiffany, he'll beat you.
Oh, but they're if they get divorced, though, then this is a second marriage. That's can't combine.
Yeah, it starts from zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Although, I'm a sucker for couples that get divorced and then get remarried. Love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
All right. All right, everyone, we will talk to you next week when and if we decide to talk about baseball. It's really boring not being able to talk about baseball, and we're sorry. But
I don't know. I think we really should do like an episode where we talk about old games or some shit like that. We like watch one game or some shit and just talk about it.
I got to work that into my Sopranos though. So I got to see how that fits in. Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Pesky Report. Make sure to follow us on social media at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Pesky Report. No matter what platform you're listening to us on, please make sure to leave us a review and a comment and let us know how we're doing. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.